Chapter 7. The Stranger is Unmasked. At 12 o'clock, the stranger opened his door.
"Where's my food?"
he asked Mrs. Hall.
"I'll bring your food when you pay your bills," replied Mrs. Hall angrily.
"I can pay now,"
said the stranger. He put his hand in his pocket and pulled out some money.
"Where did you get that money?" asked Mrs. Hall. "Perhaps you found it in Mr. Bunting's house. And how did you return to your room this morning? You didn't use the door, and nobody saw you. Your room was empty and..."
Suddenly, the stranger lifted his gloved hands and shouted,
"Stop!"
Mrs. Hall stopped talking immediately.
"You don't understand,"
he said,
"who I am or what I am. But now I'll show you."
He put his hand to his face. Then he gave something to Mrs. Hall.
"Here, take this,"
he said. Mrs. Hall looked at it, then screamed. It was the stranger's pink nose. He removed his glasses and his hat and bandages. Mrs. Hall screamed and ran to the door, terrified. The man was normal up to the top of his coat, but after that, he was invisible. He had no head. The people in the hotel saw this and were terrified. They ran from the hotel and told the other townspeople about it. Mr. Hall arrived with the town policeman to arrest the stranger. They entered the dark room and saw a figure with no head standing there.
"That's him,"
shouted Mr. Hall.
"Catch him." "What's all this?"
said an angry voice above the top of the coat.
"Don't come near me."
He pulled his gloves off his hands. The policeman took his handcuffs from his pocket to put round the stranger's hands, but then remembered that his hands were invisible. He stood there, trying to decide what to do. The stranger opened his coat. Then he started to remove his shoes and socks.
"That's not a man at all. It's just empty clothes,"
shouted the policeman.
"I can put my arm..."
He stretched out his hand. It hit something, and he pulled it back in surprise.
"Don't put your fingers in my eye," said the angry voice. "The fact is, I am invisible. It's not easy being invisible, and it's not a crime." "No, it's not a crime," agreed the policeman. "But entering a house and stealing money is a crime. And we think you stole money from Mr. and Mrs. Bunting. I must ask you to come with me to the police station."
"Very well,"
said the invisible man.
"I'll come, but no handcuffs."
He removed his coat and shirt.
"Stop him," shouted the policeman. "If he removes his clothes..."
But it was too late. The man was now completely invisible. Something hit Mr. Hall in the face. Then it hit all the other men. It broke one man's tooth. It hit someone else in the ear. It hit someone else in the back. They saw the door downstairs open. They all went down the front steps in a hurry. Then, in the road, a woman screamed when something pushed her. A dog barked in pain from an invisible kick. The group of people stood for a few moments, shocked and surprised. Then they turned and ran home in panic.